We're like 5 seconds.
Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to Flesh Wound Horror Live. I am Flesh Wound Dan, joined by producer Todd. Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
Welcome to primetime, bitch.
So, gentlemen, how are you doing? The year is coming up fast. Almost Thanksgiving time. The movie and the holiday.
Manana.
Yeah, dude, I'm so fucking ready for tomorrow. You have no idea. Thanksgiving has definitely been like probably, as of right now, outside of Godzilla Minus One, obviously, it's my most anticipated release, and I have high hopes. I think this thing is going to be at the top of my list at the end of the year. So,
yeah, you seeing it tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm seeing it tomorrow, and I've already talked to a couple of people that have already seen it, and I had a few buddies that got an early screener last night, and they told me that I'm going to cream my pants when I see it tomorrow, so I'm very
trying to keep my expectations level, but I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited seeing it tomorrow.
There's no way for me to keep him leveled at this point. What'd you say, Todd?
I said I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think I will be too. I love slasher films, especially when they involve the holidays, and Eli Roth. People give that guy a lot of shit, but I fucking love that motherfucker. I love Green Inferno. I love Hostel. I love also that stupid house.
Knock Knock?
Or Knock Knock I liked. The stupid house within the walls. House
and the wall with clocks.
Yeah.
Oh, the clock one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, with Jack Black. That was so fucking fun. I think he is a gem to our genre, and regardless of what anybody else says about that guy, I love him to death. So I think he's going to do us right with this movie. And and then fucking 2 weeks or a week and a half later, I have Godzilla. So it's going to be a good month for me.
And we get some MonsterVerse content this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. And then fucking Friday, we have the MonsterVerse Monarch series debuting on.
Is it all dropping at once?
No. So it's going to be weekly. two at the premiere.
I want to drop a slur. These motherfuckers.
it's mainly to build up the hype for Godzilla versus Kong. So, I'm cool with it coming out weekly, just because it's going to get me into that spirit. And then also, there's just so much with this time period that they're deciding to like choose. So with the series, it's going to take immediately after Godzilla 2014. And basically is going to add the gap between Godzilla 2014 and I believe King of the Monsters.
Oh, okay.
So
Saw X.
yeah. So it's going to add all of that lore in and then add all those monsters into it too. And the thing I'm most excited about is there's a comic book that came out after Godzilla 2014 called Godzilla Aftershock. And it was all about why Godzilla's spines were different between the two movies. Mm. And it involved a very scary monster that basically ripped his spines off. So I'm hoping we see that in the series. That's like my biggest hope. Fingers crossed we get that. But even if we don't, We're going to get introduced to a bunch of monsters that we haven't seen before. We have fucking Kurt Russell and his son playing the same exact character, which I think is very, very cool. Because it's going to like do flashbacks.
That is rad. I didn't know that. Right on.
Yeah. So it's basically the whole story is about Monarch and like the whole
backstory. Oh my God. They should have added Gary and Jake Busey as like their buddies. So you can do the flashback and forwards. Damn.
But so it's going to, what'd you say, Don?
For Gary Busey, he'd be a great homeless character. Then you have him back when he was young and he was still
normal. Gary Busey.
Yeah. But pre motorcycle accent.
that would be good. Dude, seriously, if Gary Busey ever did like a documentary, I mean, Jake would be amazing for his fucking role. But the story's going to do some flashbacks to when Godzilla like first appeared in the MonsterVerse story in 1954. And it's going to do like a little bit of flashbacks back and forth from that and then move on to like present day. It also looks like they're going to finally rectify Sarazawa's son and his character because he is in the Monarch series. And that was probably the biggest sin that Godzilla versus Kong did. Was that they kind of just threw him to the side. They didn't even fucking mention he was Sarazawa's son like once other than just his name. So I'm hoping it's going to add a good character arc for him and it's going to make Godzilla versus Kong a little better with having that backstory in there. So I'm pretty excited about it, but I'm more excited about Godzilla Minus One coming out and a week and a half. I think that is going to be the movie for me of the year. I'm already calling it. I haven't heard a single bad thing about it. It came out in Japan November 3rd. Right now it sits at 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. I doubt it's going to stay that way, but we will see. And I also saw this small little clip of them shooting at Godzilla while he's chasing him on a boat. And the CGI looks fucking phenomenal. I don't know if they've used any practical effects in that Godzilla movie, but there's a shot in there where I can't tell. And that's something that's like really crazy to me. There's shots in Shin Godzilla 2 where like there's parts where like I can't tell if it's CGI or if it's an actual like creature model, but I mean Godzilla Minus One, Godzilla the Monarch series, I mean it's a great fucking time to be a Godzilla fan, and I'm very excited to see what the future
it looks like. It could be top five.
Yeah,
we'll see. I mean,
I haven't trailer. Heard any. I just saw that photo of Godzilla coming out of the water behind that ship.
Yeah.
And that's all I need. I'm ready.
Christmas I don't know anything. I don't know anything about the movie, but I've not heard a single bad thing. Like, not even remotely critical. So,
well, everybody I know that has seen the movie, I have a few friends on Facebook that have gone to the premieres in Japan. And they say this is one of the best Godzilla movies we've ever gotten. And I'm really, really excited about it. I mean, granted, I'm a practical effects guy, but at the same time, if you can trick me, and there's a clip that's already tricked me, I think we're going to be in for a good time. And also, Godzilla looks fucking amazing. I mean, he's like the perfect mixture of Heisei Godzilla along with like a few little tiny aspects of the new Americanized versions of him. And man, I don't know. This shit just makes me so happy that Godzilla was super popular again. And we're at a point where we're getting fucking a Godzilla show and a Godzilla movie in the same month.
There you go. Yeah. I'm excited as well. Looks like we're ending the year strong.
We really are, dude. Godzilla Thanksgiving. You know what's weird, though? And I was talking to my girlfriend about this. What the fuck do we have for 2024? I haven't heard, like, I really don't have anything, like, at the top of my brain that is sticking out to me for next year.
Yeah, World War III.
Yeah, right? Like,
yeah. I don't know.
Because, like, when you think about, like, think about it. We haven't even had any.
I just don't remember.
We haven't even had any, like, trailers or anything to hype us up for the next year.
Oh, Toxic Avenger. Yeah, yeah. Right on, Ben Grimm.
I mean, yeah, Toxic Avenger, but I still have hope that Toxic Avenger comes out in December.
Oh. Punisher Batman fan says Dune.
Fuck Dune.
If anything, Dune was great. First Dune was great.
If Terrifier 3. I think
the soonest...
I'm sorry, Todd.
I think
Terrifier 3, but Terrifier 3 isn't.
No, I'm just gonna say, I think the soonest talk is gonna get dropped is, God damn it!
You're good, Todd.
No, I know my internet's all over the place. I was just going to say, I think the soonest you can hope for Toxie would be January, when the studios would dump something in the theaters they don't care about.
Yeah,
and I'm fine with it. Put that thing out. I'm telling you. Cure for superhero fatigue. It's time.
Yeah, keyword, though, is don't care. That doesn't mean you don't get some quality in January. Yeah, I'm excited.
It does, but it is where it's matched to. It's where you dump what you don't care about.
Yeah.
Speaking about shit that you don't care about, do you want to hear something wild? My girlfriend went to go see Exorcist Believer tonight in the theater.
Poor girl.
I didn't know they were still playing it in the theater, but
they didn't choose Taylor Swift.
I think I might see Taylor Swift. Dolly
Parton was tonight too.
Fuck! I forgot all about that.
Is that a joke? You're Dolly Parton guy, Pugs?
No.
Yeah.
You're diverse.
I like music, sir.
I'm complimenting you. You're diverse. Dolly Parton. Yeah, all over.
Better than the Whitney version.
Incorrect, sir. Incorrect.
We all have layers.
One had less crack rocks.
That, I can't argue.
John, can I ask, what is the creature that is sitting next to the left of you?
Ginger dead man.
It's a gingerbread man.
That thing
just left it with me, so he's chilling.
That asshole tried to choke me with fucking Skittle or...
Oh, that's right. You gotta imagine that fucker.
Yeah, that fucking cocksucker choked me with sprinkles like 2 weeks ago.
Stretch him out. The gingerbread man wrestler. Not that gingerbread man, right?
Ginger dead man, FYI. That's his name.
Okay. Yes.
Two things.
Charles Band gonna sue somebody.
Winnie the Pooh 2. Which is for next year. Awesome. And then Punisher Batman fan. My uncle has a painting in Dollywood. True story. That's fucking cool.
Oh, nice. Nice. Oh, yeah. Swaggy mentions Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2.
I'm honestly a little excited about that movie because I think that they're going to add the gore factor and the fact that they have a bunch of money now. And they may fucking go pretty hard.
We're going to see Piglet fuck.
Dude, I'm hoping we see. Go ahead.
I want Tigger to say it with a hard R.
Ginger Dead Man 2 is a masterpiece.
Yeah, passionate.
Maybe one day I will watch it then. But after that first one pissed me off so bad that. And then fucking I get beat by Ginger Dead Man on Halloween. Like, come on.
You fucked him up pretty good, though, in that match.
I mean, I did. Not as bad as he fucked me up. My hips still hurt him, motherfucker.
Round two, Inferno match. You're going to bake this motherfucker, treat him like Dan's ancestors. Right, Dan?
What the fuck?
Right, Dan?
Just that's not very
Christian. That's not his ancestors.
Not very Christian of me.
I mean,
Chris Messi.
Oh, that's not very Christian of me. Like, yeah, no shit.
You lack the Christmas spirit.
I hate Christmas.
Tasteless humor.
Nah.
Oh, you don't hate Christmas.
What did I just say?
It's Christmas.
Christmas.
How do you hate Christmas?
Ben Grimm, the new Alien series movie by Fede Alvarez.
Oh, God, here's Dan putting his propaganda.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for reminding me of that. But again, yeah, that's not going to come out
Dan
so all
weird when we don't like one of his dumb holidays.
I've been decorating a tree today. I've been having
with strange fruit
tree.
I've been doing all sorts of
strange. Did you say the strange fruit?
I'm going to travel to each of you and we're going to decorate a tree together.
Dan's lying. Dan is completely lying. Dwayne was over today murdering them cheeks.
That's right, he was.
We need a shirt that has Dan's face on it and it just said strange fruit.
And put the Jordan peach. Boom.
You have to clarify. Todd is talking about Will Smith getting what's the actor's name? I don't know why it keeps skimming out of my head.
Dwayne
Martin.
There you go. Yeah, get it.
Yeah, but
murdered that hole. All
right,
murdered that hole.
Okay, can I say something though about?
Okay,
that?
Guys, just before we go, yes, but before we go, it's not easy for me to edit from here. Keep it PG.
No, all right, but
thank you.
I will say this: I believe Will Smith has done some gay shit, but I don't think he's done some gay shit with that guy. I think that fucking worker is just some fucking douchebag that had some falling out with him.
I believe him wholeheartedly.
the reason Tisha Campbell straight up said the reason she got divorced was Dwayne because of the relationship with Will. Straight up.
He didn't murder my butthole.
Been known for like 30 years. Hey, you know what? It may have got him work. But I mean, there's even a Death Row song from After Pac Pass that all they do is call out every celebrity. And so far, about 98% has been confirmed. We'll have to reaction that one on another channel.
Let's fucking do that. And before we go too far, Jamie Hart, congratulations on your nomination. Everybody go support him.
Go vote for Jamie, horror YouTuber of the month.
Yes, awesome.
Yeah. Yes. I'm just going to say before we move on to our review, our first review, Jada fucked him worse. So Jada fucked him worse.
One big hole.
Do you want me to just call that? How is she not canceled? She's a groomer. She groomed Chris Cross. She groomed Tevin Campbell.
Well, that's the double standards. Female to male. We kind of let that slide a little bit.
She was fucking Usher when he
was 14.
Was it 14? I don't know why she doesn't get called out on that, to be honest. But
because I don't think most
Chris Rock tried to and got slapped.
Oh my God, that would have been a hilarious comment.
That's why he bit his tongue. See what I'm doing right here, Will? I'm biting my tongue like you bite the pillow. All right.
Let's talk a movie. That's why we're here, to talk movies.
Want to say real quick, next week is our 1,000th episode.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
And should we also say that this is 9 years of Flesh Wound?
Yes,
nine sir, this is our motherfucking years of this ridiculous podcast started by these two cocksuckers above me.
And they invited us for the orgy, and we were happy to join. And we've been Will Smith in the game the entire time. Or Will Smith butthole. Whatever. I don't know how to word it.
Calm down, Mark. Calm down.
Happy anniversary. And that is all you will be hearing about Will Smith's butthole tonight.
No, but 9 years, fucking Dan, Todd, started this bullshit. Eventually, they added pugs. About almost, I would say, what is it now? Like 3.5-ish years?
At least for you, yeah.
Yeah, 3.5-ish years for me. Yeah. Fucking, I can actually tell you, I like, how many fucking podcasts later? Let's see. Almost 450 fucking podcasts later. And yeah, it's been a fun ride. So
for like half of them.
Yeah. So let's.
Yeah, and shout out to Todd. 9 years of Dan. Jeez.
Yeah. Nine years of dealing with his ass. But
it wasn't Kruger said 9 more.
Yeah, I did. I did say 9 only more.
It's all been denied.
I've only grown. I've only grown more handsome over this 9 years. We're done. So you're all very lucky. And now you get to see me in video.
Need to go back
form.
To not seeing you.
All right, let's talk a goddamn movie. Our first one tonight from legendary director David Fincher is The Killer, which is a Netflix original airing streaming now. And this film, after a fateful near miss, an assassin battles his employers and himself on an international manhunt he insists isn't personal. Go for it, Kruger.
So going into this movie, obviously this isn't my like forte. I'm not very big into action movies or anything, but I feel like this is more of a revenge film than anything
at all. Yeah.
And man, like
serious John Wick.
Yeah. And like, this was just really, really fucking fun. The main character just really compelled me because of just not only his own set of ways of being an assassin, but also like his morals and everything. And at the end of the day, all like this motherfucker had his set. You do not fuck with his girlfriend. And they fucked with his girlfriend. He is going to fucking burn the earth to get his revenge. And that was really compelling to me. I love revenge films in general. And I mean, his girl also, talk about the greatest ride to die ever.
Right.
Like, she's in the hospital bed, stitches above her fucking head,
swollen
as fuck. I told them nothing, buddy. I told them nothing. And like, oh my God. Like, I was just like, dude, fucking kill everybody for her. Like, fuck everyone. Oh man. This was a great movie. I really had a great time with it. Just watching this guy get his revenge, and his precise movements and everything he did. It's fucking, man. This was a great film, and it was a movie that I wasn't expecting much out of, and I came out of it being like, wow, this was something else. And it's not even something that was gory or anything like that. It was just like watching this guy fucking do all this for his woman. I mean, at the end, that was all it was. It was to get revenge for his girl. And then the ride off in the sunset, and it had possibly one of the greatest fight scenes I have seen all year. And
yeah,
like we saw this guy get power bombed through a table. Also, somebody get impaled through the asshole by a fucking table leg. Just brutal, fucking awesome cinema. And, yeah, I had a great time with this movie. I, again, was not expecting much, but man, as a horror fan and just somebody that enjoys like rape revenge movies, this I feel like could be put into that genre. And yeah, it was a good time. So I highly recommend, if you have Netflix, to watch this movie, because it's probably one of the better Netflix movies I've seen this year.
Awesome, awesome.
I concur. So I fucking love David Fincher. Clearly, Seven is one of my favorite. David Fincher plus the writer of Scream. My expectations were really fucking high.
Also the writer of Seven.
And also the writer of Seven. But I covered Seven with David Fincher. So my expectations were fucking through the roof. It didn't live up to it. However, still fucking great. I still would prefer Mindhunter over what we got here. But
if
we're going to soften this up, then I'm kind of glad Mindhunter's on the back burner. But yeah, I can't hate on this movie. It's a really good, it's fucking fantastic. Fassbender fucking owns. Tilda Swinton, their exchange, chills, the brutal fight scenes. The it's very realistic. Again, like more a serious, real version of John Wick. It's on Netflix. Come on, it's beautiful. The fucking music rocks. The inner monologue, the sound design. Everything's done great here. I got nothing bad to say except my expectations weren't met, but they were through the roof because two of these guys are some of my favorite fucking creators. But yeah, all means, press play and then watch that shit.
Can I also say that, like,
it felt like it was missing something to me.
Some edge.
Pause. This delay is bad.
To me, it still felt a little content-y.
No, I mean,
guys. So
it's cool.
No, it's all good. I get that. Here's the one thing though that I will say. Watching somebody fall ass first onto a table leg, like there's some shit in here that like most people wouldn't go to that area, and that without that fight scene, I don't think this movie would be as highly regarded for me. But that fight scene, man, with what was his name? Do you guys
know? I just remember Tilda Swinton calling him intense. I don't remember his name.
Yeah, that guy, dude, he was just perfect. The only thing I would have wanted a little bit more, I kind of wanted the dude to fight the dog.
Oh, the dog was good. He had his owner's back.
but it would have been cool for me to see this guy have to go into this fucking blood fight with this pit bull. Like, that would have been, like, really brutal. But even at the end of the day, like, this went some areas that most action movies don't go. And I think that's where I sit with the John Wick movies. I think they're very, like, commercial, and this kind of gave you a little bit of that less commercial, more grounded style of fight scenes, and that's what I like. John Wick is just more of like a superhero movie to me.
Right on. But yeah, I do dig it though.
So all right, so the killer. I want to say first off, because I can kind of see a lot of people, there's a lot of Hitman content right now. This is not a John Wick movie. This is not, I mean, it is an action film, but it's not like that nonstop action that I think a lot of people might unfairly compare it to. First off, I love Michael Fassbender. Probably one of my favorite mainstream actors. I've been a huge fan since before he got famous. Eden Lake, you know, Michael Fassbender was destined to be a star. I mean, that guy was just phenomenal.
He hasn't been a Bond villain yet, right?
No.
He should.
He should be, dude. Even with this movie, though, like, fucking add it in.
That would be cool.
This is cooler than Bond.
Bond accidentally shot his girlfriend in the head.
I'd be fine with them killing Bond. So David Fincher, obviously expectations are going to be high. I'll be honest, I think this is a little bit lower down on his list, if I'm being perfectly honest. I mean, it's no...
Oh, for sure, it is.
Yeah, it's no Seven, it's no Zodiac, it's Prisoners. I wouldn't even put it up there with Mank, which I really liked a lot. But, you know, that's not to say that it's not very, very good. It's just, it's not quite a classic. One of the main issues with the movie, there is a certain lack of suspense because you never really feel that he's in danger except during that big
fight scene, dude, though.
Yeah. The rest of it is very, I mean, he's a silent hitman. I think it's about 22 minutes at the beginning that he's just going through his daily routine, self-narration before the opening.
Batman shit. I dig
it. Yeah, no, but I will say.
Fincher always takes his time.
I will say I was very, very fucking bored probably 30 minutes into this movie. But once it picked up, I was good.
Yeah, I don't mind taking your time to kind of establish who this guy is. I also really enjoyed that they really, I mean, he's a killer. He's not a good person. He's an awful person. Yeah. And they don't like puss out on that.
Seemed right to me.
The only like moment where they kind of humanize him a little bit was kind of granting a request. I'll just say it that way. Although, you know, it didn't stop him from doing the deed. But for the most part, I mean, he's a fucking psychopath.
He granted that request. If you know what the request was, he 100% grants it.
Yeah, he does. I'm saying he does, but it doesn't stop him from.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not.
The person knew what was getting into. Yeah, yeah. Although there was some rule breaking.
I would also say he's very humanized with the fact that, like, he doesn't give a fuck about anybody else but his woman. And when you fuck with his woman, goddamn motherfucker is bringing the darkest demons of hell with him. Yeah, you know,
but like, it's not as hot, you know, like in a big.
Keep my name out your fucking mouth.
In a regular like Hollywood blockbuster, there's things that this guy does that they wouldn't have John Wick do.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah,
yeah.
They keep their stash of weapons in the same place, which I thought was cool.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed this one quite a bit. I think it's going to be a little 50-50 for people. You're going to have the crowd that expects more of just a balls out action film, and I think it'll be a little bit lower. I mean, I don't think it's going to leapfrog The Game or Seven or Fight Club for that matter, which is probably my favorite Fincher film. But this is a great filmmaker still. I mean, I loved it. I really enjoyed it.
Todd, you don't like Fight Club? Is this new?
I don't know. He's on a delay. He might have been bumped down something else. I don't know. But no, I really enjoyed it. They could have maybe established
what I do.
A little more motivation for the relationship, motivation for the revenge, beyond the obvious. But overall, I loved it. Fassbender is fantastic. He's one of those actors. I'll give it a look no matter what because of him. And
that soccer movie you're in?
Oh, yeah, he is in that soccer movie.
I was going to say, can't wait for his next Cole Wins review.
There it is.
I just don't like
motivational sports. Already not a man of his fucking word.
I'll still see it. It might be an Oscar.
Sports movie, Dan. It's not an emotional sports movie. It's not a motivational sports movie. It's a comedy.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. It's a talky whatever comedy. It's not, yeah.
Taika Waititi.
It's his sense of humor. Yeah, there you go. It has a weird sense of humor. It's, you know, less Nazis than Jojo Rabbit, but I mean, it has that tone like that. Just
that feel. Yeah.
You just lost Dan with the less Nazis.
I'll, I'll try and see if I can pair it up with something tomorrow if I can make a timeout. We'll see.
Well, I'm not recommending it to you, Dan. I'm just saying it's not that.
I'm just calling him out. He's like, I'll see anything Fassbender's in. Already one new movie. He's like, maybe I could wait.
Shame is a good one. I don't know if you saw Shame.
I saw Shame.
Cary Mulligan, I think, was in that with him. Yeah, he's always awesome.
He's great.
So what do we rate this one?
Not the one with Jada Pinkett.
So for me, I was tossed up between a 3 and a 3.5. I'm going to stick with the 3, but there's some room to grow, and I would watch this movie again for sure.
Sweet. I'm in for the sequels because I think it's based on a graphic novel, like a bunch
it
of
it is. Yeah, okay, I'm not familiar with the novels, but yeah.
I think there's like 7 or 8 of them. So hopefully it does good and we get more. So, but for me, this is a 4 out of 5. Fucking great time. Press play if you have Netflix.
I'm a 4 out of 5 also. Just know what you're getting into.
Todd?
I'm a 3.
Flash film video. We need a biopic melodrama about Will Smith.
It would be entertaining.
Can we get Michael Berryman as Jada Pinkett Smith? I'm sorry, Kruger. I apologize.
God damn you.
All right.
Can they just trade
Did you know
places and head to each other's movies?
Jada Jupiter?
the boy she banged from Crisscross also had alopecia, so maybe she got it from him.
Fucking Seal style.
Can you imagine just talking to Michael Berryman at a con? Jada, I fucked her.
Pug just got me to puke up blood.
I'm sorry.
I fucked her in Will's bed.
Well, now you
can wipe my dick on his Oscar.
All right, enough.
Yeah, let's not do this. What's the next movie? We already
next movie.
All right, so our next film is a Shudder original from director Frank Calhoun of the Maniac remake
P2.
And
produced by Alex Aja. That's the same team. Make sure you put that in there. In Aja, we trust.
There we go. And so, Night of the Hunted follows a woman who stops at a remote gas station in the middle of the night and becomes the target of a sociopathic sniper with a secret vendetta. All right. So, obviously, we all love the Maniac remake, P2. I'll be honest, I watched this movie on Shudder before. Usually I'll kind of look into the director and everything ahead of time, but I just kind of hit play. So I didn't realize who directed it until after I watched the movie. Man, he has fallen. This movie is a piece of shit.
I agree, Dan.
Well, good. I don't know. So it's a simple premise, gas station, avoiding the sniper. You know, I tend to like that stuff, you know, confined location like that. I tend to like those kinds of movies.
Without being spoon fed all that nonsense.
Downrange is another film that's a lot better, actually, from Shudder. Very similar movie. But
I've seen that one.
Yeah, really? It came out a while ago.
Yeah, me fucking two pugs.
So this one, it is bland, safe, lazy. I don't like anybody in the movie. I don't like the lead. Not that she's a bad actress. I don't want to put that on her. It's just they established the character. It's like, okay, so we're right off the bat, you're fucking around on your husband, which, okay, it's a small part of the film in one way, but it's like, okay, why are we, like, I'm supposed to care? I'm kind of okay. The shooter is kind of a pussy too. He's just a whiny bitch. I didn't care about anybody in this movie. Didn't give a shit.
Ben Grimm, like, he's a self-hater. You're right.
I don't know. I could care less about either character. And what's really also the writing is awful. 1 minute, no, second to second, she goes from directly baiting this guy to piss him off to trying to reason with him. You watch it, it's like just a sharp turn, and she keeps doing it throughout the movie, and I'm like, this just doesn't feel natural to me, the dialogue. The movie, it is, I guess, trying to hammer a lot of messages in.
It's a garlic sandwich, man.
Yeah, there's a lot, but it doesn't do it in any kind of intelligent way. It's just like, oh, okay, you're mad about everything that's on this Twitter. I get it.
I think America's stupid.
Well, then they'll enjoy this movie because it's very stupid. I could care less about anyone. You know exactly, it telegraphs every move. You know, when they introduce one character towards the end, it's like, okay, I know exactly how this is going to end.
Can you imagine if it went the other way, though? How fucking awesome would that have been?
The movie has no balls, so it was never going to do that.
Well, it's female-centric.
There's a line. Now, obviously, you know, in the first 30 seconds that she was fucking around on her husband, so that's not a spoiler.
That's stupid there, fucking cunt.
There's a line where she's like talking to the killer. It's like, you don't realize I didn't cheat because I was in love. I cheated because I was in pain. And I was like, oh my God, this is the most cringy shit.
See, I started laughing my ass off.
I think you guys were the right. That shit made me fucking crazy. Dude, at that fucking point, I was like, kill this bitch. Fucking saw her fucking pussy down, Art the Clown style. Fuck shirt, this bitch. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I this was shockingly bad in my opinion. Now, the cinematography, all that, I mean, it's a decent put together film, I guess. But I can't imagine anybody liking it. And like I said, messaging wise, it's just like name dropping everything. It's not really exploring any of these Twitter issues.
Yeah. It's not for people that are highly intelligent, Dan. This is what I liked about it, because it's just, here you go. Here's the fucking spoon. Take your dumb medicine. And just go. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you.
No. That's fine. I don't have a whole lot else to say except I didn't care about anybody. The killer was a whiny little bitch. And really, there was no.
Did you like the billboard? I love the billboard. Because it just depends on how you read it.
Yeah. God is nowhere. I don't know. Maybe it's entertaining enough if you just want to see woman trapped in gas station sniper shooting at her. Maybe there's enough there for somebody to have a decent evening at the movies. But this is top two or three in terms of dumb for me this year. It's one of the worst I've seen in 2023. Maybe not the worst. I think I can come up with a couple worse. But
for me, it feels like it's on purpose, because these at least Aja, not American, so it's like, this is how we are seen to other people around the world. That's where that's where I'm coming at it from, because I again, what it's put together fine.
Director though,
yeah, the what's his fucking name? Calhoun. He's Aja's boy. He's not from here. Yeah, so it's put together well. It's a pretty looking movie. We've seen a lot of this before, and we've seen a lot of it done better. There are some questions that are unanswered that I don't mind. It adds to the suspense, or it adds to the story. But yeah, this garlic sandwich, especially when she's yelling "my body, my choice" or whatever the fuck she was saying, I'm laughing my ass off. I'm like, well, if you put a bullet in her womb right now, no, it's not, bitch. So, and that's the American in me. Yeah, this movie's fine. It's not up to par with P2 or Maniac by any fucking means, but I had a blast watching it.
Close.
I did recommend this to Evil Ed. I don't know if you've seen it yet, because I think he'll get some enjoyment out of it, like I did. But yeah, this movie had so many opportunities to actually turn itself around and be dark and fucking go for something, but it doesn't. It's just, here's America from an outside point of view. We're doomed. I enjoyed this movie. I do understand it is bad.
It's really
I still entertained. I was still entertained. So. Kruger,
you well, loved it, Kruger. Come on.
For the most part, this movie could suck my dick from the back and smell my ass, but I would say in the first 30 minutes, there was a solid amount of tension, but then it got so preachy, I wanted to fucking gouge my eyes out and my fucking eardrums, so I didn't need to watch it anymore. I was so fucking just, God damn, dude. I hated this fucking movie for the most part. There's a couple of kills that are okay, but outside of that, like, it's so preachy and so, like, in your face with the preachiness.
But it can't even, regardless of how you feel about whatever, like, it's so...
Well, I don't give a fuck, motherfucker. I'm fucking vaccinated, but I don't need to fucking have my face fucking punched over and over again with it. Like, I'm... Yeah. I don't need that shit. And
but that's what it feels like.
And but that's what it gave. Yeah, but Pugs, when I'm at my home and I just want to watch a horror movie, I don't need to be punched in the face with the shit that makes me mad about the world.
It was borderline Black Christmas level.
No, let's not get that.
Not quite, but it was close. It was. But my only thing is, like, that has nothing to do with the plot. Why are we having these side? You know, you if you want
to, part of his motivation.
You know,
good boots and Todd is too comfortable on that couch. I agree.
Tap in, Todd. You good? Thumbs up, dude.
His delay comes and goes.
He's nodding off. Todd.
If he falls asleep, we're just gonna do it. We'll just roll with it.
This movie had some religious overtones, so Todd didn't give a shit about it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Todd, can you hear us, brother?
Yeah, that delay is serious.
Technical difficulties with Todd. That's,
I mean, he's in the backwoods of fucking Kansas right now, so.
I fucking love this. Anyway, let's keep rolling.
We'll keep rolling. he's responding in the chat, so he's good. I don't think this movie's going to appeal to anybody. It's too stupid to upset anybody. It's too stupid to make you think about anything.
Look how mad you two are right now.
I'm mad at the movie.
Yeah, that's perfect, though. That's going to create some buzz.
You can get any point across you want if you're intelligent about it. This movie, there was nothing entertaining about
talking
that.
Talking to stupid people. Dude, it is not for...
I think you're seeing more than it's actually there.
Maybe. Because I do have googly eyes with Calhoun and fucking Aja, but
I love his previous work, but I can't defend this one.
I can. I had blast. Well, not well, blast, but I
was I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, I took a lot from it.
I think you're on crack. You smoked a little bit of crack.
All right, so I guess we can go ahead and rate it. I'm a zero. I can't think of any reason you would want to watch this. Watch Downrange, though.
I'm not that bad. I'm a 1.5. And mainly that 1.5 is because there was a very good kill towards the end of the movie, and there was a little bit of solid tension at the beginning, but then it got so fucking pretty I wanted to gouge my eyes out and just make it fucking end.
Right on. I'm a 3.5 out of 5. I enjoyed my time with this movie.
Well, I will say, if you watch this,
Zombie
have a
says
strong
zero.
Opinion either way. There you go. If you have a strong opinion either way, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, chime in.
maybe there's something brilliant about it that I just didn't
see. Don't get it mistaken. I did not say it was fucking brilliant.
I didn't say you did.
Pugs, 3.5 out of 5 is a fucking good-ass rating.
I also chime in, factor in how much enjoyment or entertainment I got out of it. Because I was laughing at points where some people might find inappropriate.
I'm not review shaming. That's fine. That's your rating.
Oh, I'm explaining the guru.
That is cool.
I'm all review right. shaming, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's your prerogative. It's your right as an American. Also, own a gun and start shooting people. This is very realistic, actually.
I don't own a gun for multiple reasons.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Our next movie, The Loch Ness Terror. The Loch Ness Horror. And I should say, before we get into it, it's not to be confused with the 1982 Loch Ness Terror, Loch Ness Horror. There's a lot of variations on the name.
Loch Ness Terror is also the alternative name of a movie that came out in like 2008.
Yeah.
There's a lot with this name.
It's also called Beyond Loch Ness, but...
Yeah, that's what you find it under. This one, though, is from writer-director Tyler James, and once again, Loch Ness Horror, and it follows a group are sent to discover what happened to a recent lost ship, only to discover the horror that awaits for them lurking below. Go for it, Kruger.
Man,
you had a Loch Ness marathon, didn't you?
I actually did. So,
what's up, Dwayne?
so in the preparation of having a new Loch Ness monster horror film, I decided to rewatch Beneath the Loch Ness, which was like a 2001 sci-fi movie. Mm-hmm. And then I watched Loch Ness Terror or Beyond Loch Ness, which was from 2008. And I watched Incident from Loch Ness, which is arguably the best Loch Ness monster movie that doesn't really have much Loch Ness monster in it. But it does have Dan, help me out here. Incident from Loch Ness.
I'm trying to remember who was in that. I have it. I could probably go.
Come on, motherfucker. You should know. Big director that did a bunch of fucking documentaries. German guy. Fuck. My brain cannot fucking go to what the fuck his name is right now.
You're not thinking of Herzog.
Yes, Werner Herzog. There you go.
Was it? Okay.
Incident from Loch Ness having... Werner
My Herzog. Head's going to other Loch Ness movies. Sorry.
The incident from Loch Ness is probably the best Loch Ness monster movie that there is out there. But it just doesn't give you that shot of the Loch Ness monster that you want. So I was hoping at least this would be a fun, stupid sci-fi Loch Ness monster movie. I mean, it kind of is, but at the same time, it isn't. It adds like some stupid, like parasitic creatures into it that look like shit.
I don't think they look bad.
I thought they looked like dog shit, dog.
Like, now, are you talking about the design or the execution, Dan?
I think just the execution too. Actually, I didn't think it. This is a weird movie.
Well, maybe you like this movie, but I thought this was dog shit. I thought the CGI was really fucking goddamn terrible, especially with the Loch Ness monster. I mean, it looks like something that you would be getting out of a cutscene on a PS2 video game. There's no fucking arguing with that, Dan. Shut the fuck up. Play a PS2 game. No. Play. All right, motherfucker. Play Peter Jackson's King Kong fucking PS2. Do you see some shit like this in this fucking movie? Like, it is fucking dog shit with the CGI. I thought the acting was atrocious. The story was just boring as fuck. There's like a fucking 40-minute stretch in this thing that I thought was just absolutely fucking abysmal to get through. I hated the little parasitic monsters that come into play. Like, I thought that kind of ruined this being a Loch Ness Monster movie. You could have just made this a Loch Ness Monster style Jaws film, but instead you added these other fucking elements in there that you didn't need.
That was a budget thing, I'm sure. They're like, okay, we can only have so much Nessie, so let's throw something else into the mix.
But dude, Jesus Christ, the Nessie that you have in here is fucking so bad. Like, I hated this thing. I was kind of excited just hearing that we were going to get a new Loch Ness Monster movie, but this left me very disappointed, and I will say, as of right now, from all the Loch Ness Monster movies we have gotten, this is the worst one.
Ooh.
I do want to say that Bog Zombie brought up one you didn't mention, and it's my favorite version of the Loch Ness Monster, and that is the one featured in Amazon Women on the Moon.
There you go. That's definitive.
I'm sure you haven't seen that, Kruger. Don't watch it. We'll watch it together on Patreon. Just that segment. Don't spoil it.
I think
it.
You'll enjoy it. No, I don't want to spoil it because I love that movie too. But
yeah, it came up in the chat. We're going to do that on Far soon. I might fast track it now.
So with this one, once in a while, I do appreciate trying to go serious with it. This isn't, you know, a meme movie or anything. So I appreciate at least attempting a more serious horror tone with your monster movies. Now, this movie's not perfect. You're right. There's times where the dialogue kind of rambles on too long. The characters aren't particularly interesting. I thought the acting is fine for this kind of movie.
No, it isn't.
It's the writing more for me, but I don't have a strong argument. I do think when we see Nessie out of the water, that it's above average, certainly for a low-budget Sci-Fi Channel original. I thought that part was fun.
Because it wasn't pixelated, Dan? Is that why?
Are you fucking crazy, dude?
I didn't think it looked that bad. I've seen worse.
Man, it's so bad!
We should bring him up on the next show and let people judge. But I've seen a lot.
I don't know what Dan was watching. Seen worse, but it wasn't good.
And you know, as far as the parasite goes, I like that they were trying to rip off Alien with the chest burster and everything. I don't have high expectations for this being original. It held my interest well enough. I think maybe it was Ben in the chat. Like, I'll forget about it in 2 weeks. I agree. Like, there's nothing here that's going to stick in your head forever, but...
That wasn't for Night of the Hunted?
Maybe it wasn't. My bad if it wasn't. But that's how I feel about this movie. I'm not going to necessarily remember this one, you know, in a month. But it... I don't know. I didn't hate it. It was entertaining enough. It's only, like, I think 70 minutes or something. It doesn't...
A little longer than that. Yeah.
I don't know. For depends. Me. I think you could do worse. You could do a lot better as well. But for a low-budget creature feature, it had enough to entertain me for a little over an hour with credits. So that's it.
I enjoyed the ideas, taking Alien and Prometheus rules and adding it to the Loch Ness lore. But this one really didn't work for me, although I don't hate it. I was just like, I could spend my time doing something else.
Oh, not to cut you off. There is one funny moment where I think she just runs up to it when it's like...
Yeah, that's when it looked the worst, dude.
No, I'm saying when she starts just shooting like a handgun, I think, at it. I'm like, what the fuck do you think that's going to do? That was funny.
Funny, sure, but I did roll my eyes. And then I was expecting when they had their little table thing, I expected fucking... But Tom Hardy in Remission to be a badass, and then he's like this light weenie of a guy. I'm like, oh, come on, dude. This is a no for me, dog. I like the idea and the rules of how growing Nessie starts as a little parasite and grows into the fucking monster. That's kind of cool. But yeah, this is a miss for me.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
I'm sorry, Dan's specialism fucking made me pass out for a
minute. What are you talking?
Yeah, I'm team, like, I don't know what Dan's thinking. So
he didn't have a woman lead, so it's like, oh, Dan, it's not that bad.
You know, Dan must have just finished private time and been in a good mood. Empty sack.
I mean, Todd, I did get this in the mail. Full body massage, so maybe I was in a good mood. I don't know. After Night of the Hunted, there's nowhere to go but up.
Todd, thanks, Dan. I just put the whole left for you to be a goddamn cocksucker.
I don't think you realize what he did, dude.
You almost made me edit myself.
I don't know what I did. Your delay is confusing me.
He doesn't want any opinions of the last movie. That's why he took his headphones off.
I left for the Night of the Hunted review, so I didn't have to hear a word. And the first thing you do is tell me about
Night of the Hunted. I didn't pick up that you left. I didn't pick up that you left. My bad.
Shocker. And did we all rate it? Are we reviewing?
Yeah,
let's before it gets too heated.
I'm a 2.5. 2.5.
Kruger. Half star.
Ooh.
Right. Todd's a one. I'm also a one. I'll join you.
Okay.
Out of 5. Yeah.
Somebody needs to make the definitive Loch Ness movie. I think we can all agree.
I definitely do agree with that.
Peter Jackson, but get on it.
I will say Incident at Loch Ness is a great fucking film. And go watch that instead of this piece of shit.
All right. Moving on to our next movie of the evening, which is a French extreme film.
Dan.
You're bowing out?
Taking my headphones off. So let's try not to do what you just did when I come back. Pugs, let me know when we're done.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to spoil it on purpose now.
Just don't you fucking dare, dude. I'll choke you out for this.
I'm joking. Okay. All right.
Actually, I'll hold you down and let Kruger beat the shit out of you.
Damn.
We're all going to feel good. Perfect.
We need somebody to say the description. Well, God damn it.
Yeah, I'm not prepared, but I can talk this movie.
So, from writer-director Kareem Olhaj, we have Megalomaniac. And in this film, we follow Martha and Felix are the children of the Butcher of Mons, a notorious Belgian serial killer from the 90s. So unstable and riddled with insecurities, Martha lives vicariously through social media. Her brother, crushed by the family legacy, takes over their father's killings. Harassed and violently assaulted at work, the docile Martha falls into the madness and goes through the looking glass into the strange and terrifying world inhabited by her brother. Megalomaniac.
Dude.
Oh, go for it.
I'm already with you, Kruger.
First off, now that I know Todd is not on there, they did something in this movie that Joe Spinell wanted to do in Maniac that he never got to do. And that was rip somebody's clitoris off with his teeth.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And I saw that in this movie. I was shocked. This movie was shocking. This movie was fucked up. It was a rough ride to go through. But goddamn, did I love every fucking minute of it. It is brutal. It is disgusting. It is so fucked up, and it is one of those things where, like, it just, it sucks you into it. It shows you how fucked up these two kids' lives were after their father's horrible killings.
Real serial killer it's based on, by the way.
Yeah, real serial killer it was based off of. I just thought the perspective of seeing how two children have to deal with a serial killer father and how their futures would unfold was so interesting. This is great. and honestly one of the best movies I've seen all fucking year. It's heart-wrenching. It hits you in the feels. It's very artistic. You have these horrific nightmare sequences or flashbacks.
Lars von Trier rolled a tear.
Yeah, like it kind of felt like a Lars von Trier or a...
House
Jekyll. Yeah, or... is Lars the guy who made Antichrist too? Yes.
Lars von Trier.
Yeah. Antichrist, yeah. It felt like something he would make. And I had a great time with this movie. I really kind of want to watch it again too, just because watching it the first time, I was just in such shock of everything that was happening. And then I was like, man, I don't know how to digest this properly. It's an extreme horror film. And if you're an extreme horror film fan or a fan of seeing serial killers do fucked up shit, this is your movie. But it also hits you on another level of just sadness and depression. If you had a father that did these things and you grew up like that, how would your life, you know, kind of fucking flesh out through the rest of it?
It's a cycle.
And on top, yeah, that's kind of the best thing to describe this movie. It's like showing how a serial killer can start a cycle.
It's bookended too. It's fucking beautiful. God.
Man, this is just like one of those movies that kicks you in the ass. It makes you feel like shit after you watched it. You got to take a fucking shower. But at the end of the day, a sick fuck like me wants to watch it over and over again just to understand it more. And yeah, this was a shocking one for me. As soon as I watched it, I told everybody including all our comrades here, that this is the movie for the flesh wound horde to watch this year. And I really can't recommend this enough if you're an extreme horror fan or if you're just a fan of watching really fucked up and sad, depressing character studies of damaged human beings.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Pugs, I can tell like you thought highly of it too.
Yeah, dude. This is like about maybe like halfway through, I realized, oh, I'm watching a new favorite movie of mine, because this will be a favorite. This will definitely be in my top 10. I'm not even gonna front. This is fucking beautiful. It's disgusting. It's gorgeous. It's gross. Every fucking parallel, synonym, all the things that are beautiful and nasty. The fucking way that they visually show how the father's always there is fucking genius. All the characters
with the rain and shit too, dude. And like his fucking face is
I'm ready for t-shirts. I'm ready for merch. But like no character in this is good. They are all despicable. They all do bad shit. Maybe Kitty's okay, but you'll find that out. From the very beginning to the very fucking end, I was focused. I enjoyed it. My schedule sucks at the moment, but I watched this twice. That's how fucking good this is. I fucking love this. I got nothing but praise. Visually, this is for me. This is why I don't like bright colors. If you're going to have a dark, deep, sad, depressing movie like this, stunning. All my highest praise goes to this. The acting, out fucking standing. The brother, minimal words spoken, big presence, loved him. The fucking co-workers, fuck all of them, but they're fucking awesome because they're pieces of shit. The main chick, yeah, fucking best foreign actress or something. They all need awards. I know they've won like Fantastic Fest or TIFF.
They won a couple of festivals.
And well fucking deserved. This is fucking phenomenal. Man, I'm going to stop right there because I can suck this dick all day. It's fucking great.
So I was really excited for this one, and it definitely delivered. I agree with everything you guys said. I do want to throw out the name, Aline Schumacher, who plays Martha. Yeah. Definitely one of the best performances of the year. Now, this is a French extreme horror film, and certainly it qualifies for that. But I think the most upsetting thing about it is just the mood that this invokes more than any gore. There are certainly gorier French extreme horror films. This is not, you know, the gore that's there is very upsetting, but it's a little more realistic. It doesn't go too crazy. It really invokes the feeling that you get from Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer. These felt like actual serial killers. They hit it the tone just right. They were very sad. They looked almost emaciated in a weird way.
Unhuman. You so fat and pale.
Yeah. Well, this is feel bad horror, and I love feel bad horror. It's depressing as fuck. So I will say, you know, if you're going through a tough time, maybe you want to wait on this one. It's very, very heavy. You're right. It's about the abuse cycle and just how that kind of just continues and continues and continues. It's deeper than I expected. The plot's simple. I mean, it's not an overly complicated plot. You kind of know where this is ultimately going. But man, in terms of acting, the look, the sets, the mood, just the mood. The music,
the dream sequences, yeah. Too.
Yeah, everything. I mean, this
is so fucking good and dark. Oh, I love it,
dude. The dark and the rain, and them seeing their father, and he's fucking frothing of the mouth with blood coming out of it. It's like, god damn, dude. It's such a fucking fucked up masterpiece, you know?
Yeah, it's very good. It's very, very good. You guys will enjoy it. I can see maybe some people that would have wanted certain things to go further in terms of the gore and everything. But I like that it was just right at that right level where it was upsetting, it was gross, it was disgusting, but it didn't go too far. We didn't have people getting their jaws torn off or anything.
Dude, Dog Zombie, it is on VOD at the moment, yes.
But again, you literally watch somebody's clit get ripped off of them and spit out.
They're in on that shot, too. It's just like, here it is,
there's gore, but
it's not over the top.
Saw gore. It's like just shocking, like, it's in your face, it's out of your face, and there it is. But, I mean, man, like, it goes to areas that most movies wouldn't ever.
Oh, no, absolutely. I really hope people will check this out. The name, I don't know, the name's a little bit more generic. I hope people don't overlook it.
What's the actual name of the movie? Like, does it translate into Megalomaniac, or is it something else?
I think it's just Megalomaniac.
Megalomaniac. Really? Yeah, okay. I don't know what the translate, yeah. But Aline Schumacher, contender for performance of the year for sure. She was sad, just haunting. Haunting is the best word to
shit, I'm gonna watch that right when we're done again.
Do it, man. It's so fucking well, I'm ready to rate it whenever, but keep sucking his dick, Dan. Go, go.
I'm not, you know, I'm vaguely familiar with the case. So I mean, this is true crime. I obviously I don't think that he had kids that did anything. But I do want to look into the butcher of Mons because it seems interesting. And I'd like to hear more about the making of this film and learn a little bit more about it. Cause
another movie this reminded me of, Golden Glove.
Still haven't seen it.
What the fuck?
I know. It's on my list. Let me write that down. I always forget. Let's put it
tonight.
On
tonight, son.
I can't do it tonight. Golden Glove. Tomorrow. I think it's on Tubi too. Yeah, I'll watch it this weekend.
Yeah, but check it out.
Shoot me a text on Friday and remind me.
Check it out if you like, you know, again, very emotionally brutal films.
This is like the most unfeel good movie of the year. But
yeah, but for someone like us, like, yeah, this was awesome.
One of the best movies of the year. Yeah,
it's a warm just, bath. Give me a razor.
Yeah, like there's something about, like, there's a certain genre of movies that just, like, you watch them and you're just like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that hurt in my stomach, in my soul. But it was so good. And, like, that was what this was. Now the more that we're talking, I feel like I love it even more now.
Yeah, dude. I'm ready for merchandise. I want t-shirts. I want a poster.
The poster's so good too.
Yeah,
it's just the chick with her hair all out and crazy
with the red and green or teal, whatever. Yeah, so fucking everything about this rocks. So,
all right, let's rate this bitch.
Cool.
I was a 4 sitting in here. I am now a 4.5 out of 5 because god damn it, this fucking deserves it, and it gave us the thing that Joe Spinell wanted the most out of the Maniac that he never got to do. So that gave it a 0.5-star bump. 4.5 out of 5.
I don't think it's any surprise. I am a 5 out of 5. This movie fucking owns. What's up,
Dave? Yeah, mood and atmosphere are a big thing for me. And I did feel like I was taken on a emotional ride with this. So I'm a 5 as well. It doesn't get any better in terms of acting. Like, just haunting. The actor that played Felix as well, I don't want to take anything away from him, but Aline was I won't forget this one. So all right
I'm gonna tell Todd we're good. All right, so everyone poker face, we can still move on. Dan too.
All right, Heath, welcome back. So main eventing tonight with some Christmas horror. And and we're going to talk about It's a Wonderful Knife from director Tyler McIntyre and writer Michael Kennedy. And in this film, after saving her town from a psychotic killer, Winnie Carruthers' life is less than wonderful. When she wishes that she'd never been born, she finds herself in a nightmare parallel universe where without her, things could be much, much worse. So we all love Christmas horror. Obviously.
The only good thing about Christmas.
Now this one, going in, the director, Tyler McIntyre, he made a lot of noise with Tragedy Girls 4 or 5 years ago. And the writer, Matthew Kennedy, he wrote Freaky, which I was not a fan of, but I know you guys were. So that's the team behind it. Jane Widdop. She's on Yellow Jackets. She plays our lead. So I think this movie, number one, a lot lighter than our previous film. Definitely.
Can you imagine Christmas at their house, though? Fuck yeah.
Doesn't get, yeah, that Christmas, the megalomaniac Christmas special. this one, it works a little bit better for me as a Christmas movie than a horror movie. In short, I actually enjoyed it, but some of the writing is kind of bad. I thought the ending, it just kind of comes out of nowhere and it's just wrapped up really fast. I could elaborate on that in spoilers, but I don't even think it's necessary. It just introduces something new and then it's just ended in the most bland, uninteresting way. Having said that, though, I enjoyed the ride a lot. I actually thought the cast was extremely likable. I love Jane Widdop in this. Catherine Isabel is her aunt. She's great in everything, so it's always a pleasure.
From American Mary, right?
Yeah.
American Mary, Ginger Snaps.
That's my girl.
And we get Justin Long, who I'm interested to see what people think of his performance. I'm a little torn whether it's good or not, but he didn't feel like the typical Justin Long that he is in every Justin Long movie.
Are you guys
so
watching him in Goosebumps?
No, I've heard really bad things about Goosebumps.
Really? I fucking love it.
I'll check it out.
He hears really bad things about everything, though. So
I'm gonna check it out. If you like Goosebumps, let us know in the chat. So I had fun with this. I think there's a strong Christmas vibe to it. It almost felt like take away a few bloody stabbings, and it felt like almost like something I could have seen on Hallmark. I really do think it works a little more as a Christmas movie than a balls out slasher movie for me.
It's a Christmas Back to the Future too.
Yeah. That's a good way to describe it. I wish maybe the finale packed a little more punch.
No, I was going to say, and you can see, like, this isn't the first time the writer's done that with Back to the Future 2. Like, he sprinkles it all over Happy Death Day to You, but this one he just goes all in. It's like, I get it, you like Back to the Future 2 a lot, but who doesn't? Probably Dan now, I don't know.
I
had a great time with this. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I think most people, I could almost watch with my mom. You know,
yeah, but you see what I said a month ago or so, whatever it was, that it's very similar to Totally Killer.
That one's better than this, a lot better. But yeah, I guess if you like that,
I wasn't saying which is better, but I mean,
they're
like plot wise, they're pretty damn close, Dan.
Yes.
Hmm.
So I think this movie's pretty mid. The killer looks fucking awesome. The angel.
Like, I was gonna say, yeah.
That is such a cool design. I wish I would have loved the movie, but I also had a terrible fucking experience at the theater. They fucking stupid assholes didn't have the ratio right, so the curtain was closed a little bit. So. And then, like, these stupid, I'll refrain from cursing, these stupid people in front of me were fidgety, and then they got a dumb motherfucker in the back trying to quiet down his kid. But, you know, I tuned most of that out, and the movie was still just, it was just fine. Honestly, when I saw the Shudder title in the beginning, I was like, fuck, I probably should have waited, given all these factors. But yeah, it's fine. Justin Long was cool. The main girl was cool. But, yeah. I wish I didn't leave the house for it. So I say wait for Shudder.
It's strange because I do like Christmas movies. So I kind of appreciated just the whole family thing. And I like the idea of It's a Wonderful Life as a slasher film. I do like that idea a lot. It could have done more with it, though.
The asshole behind me did crack me up one time because when the ladies... girlfriend came in, he's like, what's that shit on her face? I'm like, dude, that's fucked up.
We saw her in another movie last year and I couldn't place it in my head.
No.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh okay.
Yeah, but you don't be out loud. That's fucking rude. Go ahead.
I haven't got to rewatch it since the premiere, so my experience was a packed theater with everyone full and everyone was enjoying it. So that also does influence, which I haven't gone back to rewatch it.
It's not going to deter me from watching it again, because I will watch this around Christmas. And then hopefully at home I'll have a better time.
I'm waiting for a kid's Shudder, and I think a Christmas double feature Shudder, you can do that in Christmas Bloody Christmas.
There you go. That one. I think one other thing about it, I mean, there's a lot of films like this, you know, You Were Never Born or Butterfly Effect kind of stuff. I didn't think enough really changed. I was like, okay, so your mom's a whore now. Like, with the rest of it, I don't know. It's like the world could have been a little different. And I don't want to say directly what happens at the very end.
Explains that. Yeah. Like that's
but that could have been, it was just like, oh, and now it's the finale's pretty weak. But I liked it. It's sweet, the romance aspect of it. I thought all of that worked.
I thought you'd be a little harsher on this. But the Christmas
works better as a Christmas movie. It's not gonna blow anybody's mind though, if I'm being honest. It and some of you might hate it. It might not be you know, slasher fans, I don't know, are going to be a little mixed on it.
I think it helps. I saw this before Totally Killer, too. Because I do think Totally Killer is a better film. And I think it overshadows this a little bit watching it the other way.
Yeah. Totally Killer, I think you'll see on a lot of top 10 lists. I'm not saying me necessarily, but you'll see that. This isn't going to be on anybody's top 10. I'd say watch it on Shudder.
If it's a Christmas list, they might make the top 10.
This is true. I do like that it's just along just being weird. It's like that it's makes the world a little, it's just kind of weird for no reason. And I kind of like that about it. Like,
I like how you put it. Weird for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same reason I like Fast X, because Moa just does whatever the hell he's doing.
I haven't seen it.
And it's just fun to watch. So, I'm not going to tell you to, but that's the only reason to watch it.
I'll watch them all eventually, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall we rate this then?
Let's go ahead and rate it.
Yes.
Despite some of those problems there, I'm a 3. Just, yeah, check it out on Shudder. Man. Yeah, it's a good Christmas movie. Just, you know, not the greatest horror movie. But what say you guys?
I am a 2.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Todd, when you get it?
Yeah, I'm going back and forth, but I'm going to go with 3.5. Because I had a really good theater experience, but I know it's not as good as I need to rewatch it. So I'm sticking with the 3.5.
Right on.
There we go. There we go. Doubling up with It's a Wonderful Life. That might be fun. And I actually say more double. You don't want to double this one up with Silent Night, Deadly Night, or Christmas Evil. You know, like those are a different kind of Christmas horror. Double this up with an actual Christmas movie, I would say. You know, good watch with the girl.
Fuck, Dad. Watch Home Alone twice. Actually, fuck there all those. Watch Christmas Cruelty over and over again.
There you go. And be sure to watch the extras, which feature us.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I still have it here.
Dan had to put himself over. Oh, well, at least he said us, not him this time.
Well,
Chris has the answer though. Elves, watch Elves, because Elves is fucking awesome.
Suck a dick and die, Chris. How about that?
Damn.
You know, on every other show that he's on, whenever Dan promotes Christmas Cruelty, he's like, "I'm on the extras." That's all he says. Yes.
I'm on the extras.
Well, he's playing to his audience of assholes. That's cool.
Yeah, well, you're on the fucking commentary, you son of a bitch.
We are commentary as well. I was going to say,
we're not, you. Right. We are, not you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
What's up,
Dan's like, I wasn't. He doesn't even remember.
I know. I can't.
Oh, 2024, maybe Easter Cruelty. We shall see. Hopefully.
Did we do two? No, we should do a watch along again sometime. I don't know. We talked about making different watch along traditions, so that makes sense maybe for the
summer. Is that going to be our Blood Rage, the one that Piz always does, right?
Piz and a lot of people do Blood Rage now. I was Home Sweet Home. Is that what we're making our thing? Although I like Elves too, but that would be next month.
Well, Home Sweet Home, yeah, that's different months. Yes, we talked about doing Home Sweet Home again for the hell of it, but we haven't. We got like a few days.
Time permitting. I'm trying to get time permitting.
Indy Phantom, what up?
Oh, what up, Indy? Good to see you. Been a busy chat tonight. Yes, Chris Krueger did not like Elves. I actually forgot that you didn't like Elves.
He fucking hated it. It's not he didn't like it.
When I think Christmas hate for Krueger, though, I think Bikini Bloodbath.
Well, yeah, because he hates you for that.
I want to watch that end.
What is it? That one line got me. What is it? Tell it to God while you're sucking his cock or some shit like that. That was great.
You don't need any PCP for Home Sweet Home Bog Zombie, but I mean, we can, I guess, if that's what the
that's the a new tier level on Patreon. I'm not gonna do it for free.
Dan pre-games by watching his body by Jake Tapes.
There you go. We'll just watch like the best of Body by Jake and Home Sweet Home back to back. That sounds fun. So we do have the 1,000th episode coming up, so keep an eye out for that. And I know a lot of people have asked,
and we'll have
it's a 1,000. We're not counting shorts and SCS and all that. I've had several people, it's like, you had to have done more than 1,000. I'm like, well, yeah, flesh wound horror.
You see why they have to, never mind. That's like spoiler.
Well,
for another
no, because that also includes farce.
Oh, okay. So it is a little
complex. After this, we're just going to go by years. We'll do year anniversaries. No more. It is. And I don't know why that was the only one that there's probably another couple. And then we also, I don't count unboxings or just hangout videos that don't go on to the blog talk and the stream, you know, the
podcast, audio the versions. Audio. Yeah.
Yes. and then, you know, we don't, of course, there's no Hat Man on those because it's a visual show.
There you go. So, yeah, we know it's a little more, but it's a celebration and it'll be a lot of fun. Well,
this is why we have to spoon feed people sometimes, Dan, regarding the other movie, but I won't mention.
Ah, shit. You keep defending it. What else do we have coming up? I'm scatterbrained tonight.
XPW.
We have the return of the Black Emmanuel series. We have SCS with XPW. We have Black Friday next week.
Yes, our Black Friday hangout. Yeah.
And that's about as far as the schedule's booked out.
You know what I really motherfucker. Regret?
We better have a show. Minus one, right? Yeah, we better have a show that Wednesday, motherfucker. Because I'll be ready when I come back from that theater.
We have to have a show that Tuesday.
No, but we need to have a Godzilla Minus One show on Wednesday.
So keep an eye out for that, too.
We're going to talk off there.
The return of Kaiju Chaos, motherfuckers. It's coming.
There you go.
Come back with a K.
Next week.
You've been an awesome chat tonight. Keep an eye out for more holiday horror coming up, obviously. I know there's a few more different things. And Thanksgiving, the movie, of course. Excited for that tomorrow. It should be a blast. Bog Zombie, we'll talk a little bit about the Black Friday stuff and hang out. I do regret, and it won't happen now, obviously, but that we never like got to live stream. Can you imagine all of us live streaming from a traditional like in-store Black Friday and how interesting that might have been?
You get GoPros or like the fucking body cams.
Dude, that would have been so much fun to just experience like all of the chaos. Because I do remember seeing fights. And
wait till tomorrow, gentlemen. Wait till tomorrow.
People diving into bins. Lots of crazy shit. So, yes. So, on that note, keep an eye out for more content. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. It all starts at just a buck. And you help us out. And we appreciate you patrons very, very much. And that's all I've got. So, guys, good night.
Todd.
Oh. There you go.
Whatever you do.
Am I good now? I was spinning. Dance.
I'll see you in Disneyland.
There you go.
Bye.
Hello, Todd.
Wait, it's going.